St. Comyn's Parish Church. This Protestant church is dedicated to the saint who gave his name to the town and the county, and has us saluting one of the true heroes of the area before we get to the good stuff on the sinners. More can be heard about this church and its interesting graveyard on the South Roscommon Heritage Trail. A few hundred yards from St. Comyn's Church to the east, just beyond the cattle mart, is a field known locally to elder residents as the Homon Field. In this field lies the Well of St. Comyn, marked by an ancient hawthorn bush. It is called Dhu Comyn, which translates as Comyn's Vat. It was the site of St. Comyn's temporary settlement when he first brought Christianity to the area. A disciple of St. Finian, he died around AD 550 and was the first bishop of Roscommon. We doubt the pious saint would be pleased to know his holy well now forms part of a supermarket car park.
St. Comyn's Church of Ireland. The site began as an early Christian ecclesiastical site in the 6th century. The canons regular of St. Augustine built a monastery there in between the years 1140 and 1148. The present church was built in 1775, and the monuments that surround the church in the graveyard are to Protestant and Catholic families within the town, and they reflect the social and economic history of the town. There are many examples of the skill of the stonemason in the graveyard, with many examples of passion, trade and mortality symbols to be seen. There are also quite a number of other symbols in the graveyard, and they really do sort of display the skill of the local stonemasons. And we know that the local stone is limestone, and it came from quarries nearby in Kilmaine. But the big thing is, it's not talking about it, it's actually seeing it. You know, rubbing the stones with chalk to highlight the symbols that are on it, and interpreting them, and showing people how to do non-destructive viewing of a headstone. Some people come in and wire bushes and, you know, bleach and all this sort of to get rid of lichen. You just don't do that. You use chalk, and it'll raise out the things you're able to read, what you want to see. And you can use, say, a stone that's lying flat on the ground. You can use talcum powder. And just with a little paintbrush, you can just gradually tease the talcum powder into the inside letters, and you can read it perfectly. Just stand back and read it perfectly, and you've done no damage, you know.